Hey everyone, welcome back to Notifications Off. This is your host, Leo Weston, coming at you live, hopefully not from under a pile of unread emails. We're diving deep into something close to my heart today, my personal journey with digital ADHD, and how I managed to claw my way out of the notification abyss. Ever feel like your phone is a sentient being that thrives on chaos? Like it's designed to keep you perpetually on edge, bouncing from one distraction to another? Yeah, me too. It's 2023, folks. We're living in an age where technology is supposed to make our lives easier, but honestly, sometimes it feels like it's actively working against us. Especially if you're anything like me and find yourself struggling with those pesky symptoms of ADHD. Now, before we get started, I want you to know that this isn't some self-help guru preaching at you from a mountaintop. This is real talk, raw and honest, about my own struggles and the strategies that actually worked for me. So, what are those key takeaways? Buckle up because we're going on a journey. Recognize the beast. First things first, you gotta acknowledge the problem. It's easy to blame external factors, the internet, social media, those incessant pings, but at its core, it's about recognizing how our brains are wired. Digital ADHD isn't just about being easily distracted, it's about a fundamental difference in how we process information and regulate attention. Once you understand that, you can start to work with your brain, not against it. Embrace the power of boundaries. This is huge, guys. Think of boundaries like invisible fences for your digital life. Set clear limits on when you check emails, social media, and even those tempting news apps. Schedule specific times for these activities and stick to them like glue. You know that feeling when you're deep in a project or conversation, and then bam, your phone explodes with notifications? That's your brain saying, hey, I need a break from this, and ignoring it is just setting yourself up for failure. Silence the noise. I'm talking about those incessant pings, buzzes, and vibrations that can drive you absolutely bonkers. Turn off non-essential notifications. Seriously, do it. Those social media alerts don't need to hijack your entire day. You're not missing anything vital, probably. Batch it up. Ever feel like you're constantly jumping between tasks, never finishing anything? That's the digital ADHD trap. Try batching. Dedicate specific blocks of time to similar activities. For example, check and respond to emails all at once instead of sporadically throughout the day. Mindfulness is your BFF. This one might seem a little woo-woo, but trust me, it works wonders. Take a few minutes each day to just be present in the moment. Notice your breath, your surroundings, your thoughts without judgment. This helps you develop that self-awareness crucial for managing those ADHD impulses and regaining control over your digital world. All right, let's get real. Imagine this. You're trying to write a really important email, maybe a proposal for that dream job, right? You've got that focused energy flowing, but then, bam, your phone buzzes with a text from a friend, a notification pops up about a trending story, and suddenly your brain is bouncing around like a ping pong ball. You lose track of what you were writing, reread the last paragraph twice, and just feel completely overwhelmed. Sound familiar? That's digital ADHD in action. But here's the good news. I've been there, done that. Got the t-shirt. And through trial and error, a lot of error, I found strategies that actually work. It's about recognizing those triggers, setting boundaries, and reclaiming your focus. It's not easy, but trust me, the payoff is huge. So, remember folks, you don't have to be a slave to your notifications. You can take control of your digital life, reclaim your time, and achieve that laser-like focus you've been craving. Remember, this is your journey. Your unique adventure in navigating the digital world. Don't forget to share your thoughts, your struggles, and your triumphs. Let's build a community where we support each other, learn from each other, and conquer those pesky notifications together. See you in the next episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.